This is the EPS podcast.
Equality, pride, success, yay!
Hello and welcome to our spring podcast, taking a look back at what we've been up to the last couple of terms. We've been busy working hard, of course, but there's still been some room for some fun. We've had STEM workshops in the hall, celebrated Mother's Day with a game of bingo, and shown the spotlight on some amazing acts in this year's East Peckham's Got Talent. But we start with a little bit of rule breaking. Back in January, the school held a Break the Rules Day. For a donation, we were able to wear our own clothes, have a funky hairstyle, bring squish in our bottles, and even snack during the day. So, did the children enjoy it? Let's find out.
My name is Nelly.
Daddy.
May.
George.
Noah.
What are you loving about Break the Rules Day?
Tattoos and painting my nails.
Dyeing my hair.
Hair dye.
Wearing my own clothes.
My name is Rowan and I'm in Otter's class.
My name's Alam and I'm in Otter's class.
My name's Flo and I'm in Otter's class.
My name's Marnie and I'm in Otter's class.
And what's your favourite thing about Break the Rules Day?
Favourite thing about Break the Rules Day is wearing funky hair.
My favourite thing is about Rules Day, Break the Rules Day, is you can wear your own clothes. Yes.
My favourite about Break the Rules Day is funky hair.
My favourite bit is about Break the Rules Day is having squash in your bottle.
Hi, my name's Chester and I'm from the Cat's class.
Hi, my name's Lucas and I'm from Meerkat's class.
Hi, my name is Penny and I'm from Meerkat's class.
My name's Kirby and I'm from Meerkat class.
What's your favourite rule in Break the Rules?
It's probably that you get to wear your own clothes.
Bring your own snack to school.
And juice in your bottles because it's not really the water I like.
Own clothes.
So, my name is Bear, I'm in year three.
My name's Shujin, I'm in Rhinos.
My name is Dottie and I'm in year three.
My name is Mira and I'm in year three.
What is your favourite thing about Break the Rules Day so far?
The best thing of Break the Rules Day is you can eat food whenever you want.
The best thing about Break the Rules Day was assembly where you got to dance to the music.
Do you like to have Break the Rules Day more often?
Yes, because it's really funny.
Yes, because it's funny.
Absolutely, because it's the best day ever.
Definitely, because it's fun and funny.
What is your favourite thing about Break the Rules Day?
They get to wear your own clothes and show off your personality.
Mm. And do you think Break the Rules Day is a good idea for the school?
Yeah, I reckon it's fun for children to actually have fun and wear really cool clothing and stuff.
And do you think that we should do Break the Rules Day more often?
Yeah, I reckon you should actually, because then it's just a bit boring without it.
Mm. Do you think we should do Break the Rules Day more often?
Yes, it's very, very, very fun.
What has been the most fun about Break the Rules Day so far?
Taking over assembly.
What has been your favourite part of Break the Rules Day?
I think my favourite part of Break the Rules is taking over the assembly.
Good choice. Do you think Break the Rules Day is good for the school?
Sometimes, but not all the time. Because if you break the rules every day, then it's not gonna be very good. So.
This is the EPS podcast.
In February, we took part in a worldwide sing-along organised by Young Voices to celebrate Bob Marley's 80th birthday. It involved 300,000 children from over 2,000 schools across 50 countries, all singing at the same time.
Jamming, I hope you like jamming too.
Some interesting facts about Bob Marley. Bob Marley was a Jamaican singer, musician and songwriter and considered one of the pioneers of reggae. His real name was Nestor Robert Marley.
He sadly died at the age of 36, but remains one of the best-selling music artists of all time, with estimated sales of more than 75 million records worldwide. When he was a child, he'd read people's palms to predict their future.
We really enjoyed taking part in the sing-along and being part of a worldwide choir.
Cause every little thing's gonna be alright.
Last term, we were invited to take part in the annual Mayor's Debate. This is organised by Tunbridge and Moreland Borough Council and involves lots of schools in our area. The topics we were asked to debate were: should the school days be longer so we get Fridays off? Do we spend too much time on technology? And is homework necessary?
I don't think we should have longer school days because it might affect work routines, like such as parents working.
And if you have any after-school activities, it would make a very long day.
When it came to the vote, we decided that school days should not be longer to give us Friday off, that we don't spend too much time on technology, and homework is not necessary. Councillor James Lark is the former mayor of Tunbridge and Moreland, and he chaired the debate.
Thank you for making the time to let us interview you today and also inviting us to the debate. It was just quite nice. We have some questions to ask.
Were you happy with the debate today?
Yes, I was. You are all brilliant. You speak so well, and one forgets that you're only young, and you're like mini adults, and you're so much better behaved than the people who normally sit in those seats.
What surprised you today?
The level of answers, incredible answers. Some people had obviously done quite a lot of research, because there were things I found out today that I never knew. Lots of medical bits and about ultraviolet light and all sorts of things. So, absolutely fascinating. So, just your knowledge amazed me.
Why are debates like this important?
Councils, politicians, all seem a bit remote. But you can see from this that we are sort of human. And it's engaging people, because people are disengaged by the whole of politics, and it affects everything that you do, because they are making the decisions that affect your lives and those of your families. So it's very important that you get to speak and see what we do.
Do you think children's views should be listened to more?
Oh, now that's very interesting. Children are the future. And we're not building the world for us today, we're building a world for you tomorrow. So yes, your views are very important, and there are children's parliaments and other bodies like that, and it is vital that we listen to the opinions of the young.
And to finish, what was your original interpretation of the results of the debate compared to now?
I think that the homework didn't surprise me, but four abstentions, that did surprise me. I think the answers came over very much as expected. I wasn't surprised by the results. I think they were accurate, and it's what you, as those debating, the young people, it was your opinions, and they're the ones that matter today.
Thank you.
This is the EPS Podcast.
And finally, Year 4 Penguins class have been busy writing poetry, and so we've recorded their version of I Can Be As Free As a Bird. Enjoy.
Freedom is pets.
Freedom is playing Fortnite all week with everyone in the school.
Freedom is having your own rules.
Freedom is being happy.
Freedom is not being bossed around.
Freedom is exciting.
Freedom is awesome.
Freedom is not having to bolt around and get told to do stuff.
I am as free as a bird.
I am as free as a sleeping cloud.
Freedom is being who you want to be.